when you have the opportunity to sit and focus on your breath, to watch your own mind. That's a precious opportunity. So many people in the world don't have the time or the opportunity. But here you have it. So make the most of it. Make the most of the fact that you can produce goodness independently of the world. The world can be in all kinds of different shapes, good or bad. But as the Buddha pointed out, it's always possible to develop good qualities inside and to abandon unskillful qualities. You can do that anywhere and at any time. And delight in that. You've got this ability. It's like you can produce your own wealth inside. You have your own royal mint or your own national mint inside to produce coins, produce money, which is independent of the goodness of the world outside. You can be generous, you can be virtuous, you can meditate. All this comes from within you. You may have learned the lessons from outside, but the fact that you've taken those lessons to heart and are acting on them means that you have your own independent source of wealth. And this is noble wealth. Nobody else can take it from you. The only problem is sometimes we tend to throw it away. We don't see that we have this opportunity or that we have this ability, or we get too lazy, in which case we're not taking advantage of the fact that we can keep on producing wealth inside, from inside, and it goes out into the world. And of course, the wealth stays with us as well. That's what's good about this kind of wealth. So in many cases in the world outside, somebody becomes wealthy, other people become impoverished. You gain, other people lose, or they gain and you lose. But with this wealth, everybody wins. You get the wealth of goodwill. Goodwill for yourself, goodwill for others. And the more you spread goodwill to others, your own goodwill for yourself is not diminished. In fact, it becomes stronger as you can see that you have goodness inside and you keep on manufacturing it. This is why the Buddha, when he was teaching, he wouldn't only instruct people, he would arouse, encourage, and urge them to keep on doing good, to give them the energy that, yes, they can do good inside, from inside. They have this ability. This doesn't depend on how much physical wealth you have, material wealth you have. All depends on the goodness of your heart. And again, that's something you can develop from within. That wealth is yours. It's totally independent of things outside. And the more you create, the higher the value. This is another way in which it's unlike the wealth of the world. The wealth of the world, if they kept on churning out dollar bills and coins, after all, the dollar bills and coins would have less and less worth. But here, the more you create from inside, the higher the value is. So keep on producing. Look at yourself not only as a consumer of the things of the world, but as a producer of goodness. Hold on to that identity. It's going to take you far.